They were made out of flour and sugar and shortening, and then baked like regular cookies in the oven. Then when you got them done, just before they got done, you sprinkle a little sugar on the top of them. They were called tea cakes, and honey, they were delicious.
We made
pancakes. Now, whole wheat pancakes, you could make them out of the whole wheat that was taken from the wheat, you know, when you'd get it thrashed. And then we would make, take brown meal, that brown flour, and make whole wheat flour and whole wheat muffins. They were just delicious. Biscuits, oh my word, I make biscuits today. Men folks loves biscuits. You look at me and
tell
them.
And you make them from scratch?
Yes, I make them from scratch. I make them with buttermilk. Make them, used to you could make them out of lard. You know, back when we had all those hogs and things and rendered all that lard. And that lard from that biscuit made them rise. Now they put self-rising, you know, put that rising. Baking soda and things and self-rising flour to make them rise now. But they're delicious. I eat two every morning.
There are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy in the store. And what would you call that, the kind you buy in the store?
That'd be loaf bread, I guess.
Yeah, when you say cornbread, what do you mean by cornbread?
I'm talking about corn. You take it and grind it and make it into meal, put shortening and season it, and take it, make it up in a whole cake, put it in a pan and bake it.
Is it more than one kind of cornbread?
Yeah, they're whole cakes. And hush puppies. You remember, I've always heard it said that where hush puppies got its name was back in the first settlers. They, you know, they lived off of the land. They would catch fish and make up this corn dough and fix it. And the dogs would be out there barking and wanting something to eat. And the women folks that were making these hush puppies to fry, where they had cooked this fish, would throw them dogs a bit of cornbread and say, "Now, hush puppy." And that's where we got our name of hush puppy.
That's interesting.
Yes, that's where the hush puppies came, I understand.
Do you ever remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about making it on the fireboard? You were telling me earlier about it.
That's a whole cake.
And are there any kinds that they cook in ashes?
Yeah, now that's fried bread. That's whole cake, too. They just make it out. They wouldn't make it in no certain shape and put it in a pan and cook it.
Are these the same thing as the kind that would be an inch thick and large and round?
Yeah, you could make it you could make it thick, or you had to make it thin to get it done on the fire. You couldn't make a great big pone of bread, you know what I mean?
Is there something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with beans or greens or something like that? Do you know anything about that?
In cheesecloth, and no, I don't believe
that. It's made out of cornmeal?
No, I don't believe I know what that is. Unless that's taking care of that hominy we were talking about.
It might be.
You didn't boil it in cheesecloth, but you would boil the corn and put ashes, take some lye, it would be ashes, you know, get that lye out of the ashes and put it in there, bag it up in little bitty bags and cook it in with that corn, and it was called hominy.
Okay, what would you call something that's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center?
That's a donut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're damn right delicious.
Do you ever make donuts?
I have. When my children were small, I made donuts.
How do you do that?
Well, you would take yeast and make your bread, make sweet bread out of it, and let it rise. When it rises, you would triple it then, you know, punch it down and triple it in size, and then cut out your donuts, and my children used to take them little pieces that came out of the holes in the donuts, and they would fry them, you know.